Dayton Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Friendship Field at the Bill Aker Baseball Complex in Highland Heights, Kentucky. We welcome you to Dayton Flyer Baseball. This afternoon, it's a road contest as they take on the Northern Kentucky Norris. Norris out of the Horizon League, as they are very well known to the Dayton area because they play Wright State all the time. On the mound for the Flyers today is Ryan Steinauer. Ryan pitching very well for the Flyers so far today or this year. He's making his sixth appearance, his third start. He's 1-0 on the year. Pitched 12 and two-thirds of an inning, given up 8 hits, 7 runs, all earned. He's walked 6 and struck out 13. He's got a 4.79 ERA. So the Flyers on the road, they are 9-6. They've won the last couple in a row, and hopefully they'll be going 3 in a row on before they head back home to take on the Bowling Green State Falcons tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the field. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a replay of the player profile with Nolan Watson. And we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machine. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lilly's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lilly's New Creation. Today's player profile is being brought to you by the USO. Joining us today is Nolan Watson, and he's a catcher, he's a grad student, and you are from?
Manahawkin, New Jersey.
Manahawkin, New York.
Yep.
I knew that. I just couldn't think of it right away. So how are things going so far with you and your studies?
With my studies so far? I'm about to get my master's at the end of the semester. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm thankful that being here and some extra years due to COVID and injury have given me the opportunity to get my master's degree. I'm excited.
So what's your major? I forget what it was.
Master's in communications.
Oh, so you wanted to come up here and do this with
me
then, huh?
Yeah. No, I want to play baseball, and if I can't play baseball, I want to coach. So
okay, well, you know, you can always come up here and do this, you know.
Yeah, and that would be fun.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the pro players that have done that.
True.
Know?
Very so. True.
Yeah, I had a guy down in Cincinnati, Joe Nuxall, youngest pitcher ever, mm-hmm. youngest player ever to play in the major leagues. He ended up being up here for, good Lord, I don't know,
okay.
45 years, 50 years before he died. So, yeah.
That could be fun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's good and rewarding, too.
All right.
How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
As young as I can remember, really. I mean, since my dad gave me a ball and a glove, as long as I've been playing.
Was this his vision of you doing that?
I think so. Yeah, he played professionally and.
Oh yeah, where?
And he played in college at Cal State Fullerton. He was a pitcher.
Oh yeah.
And then he played in the Blue Jays minor league organization for 3 years.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies outside baseball?
Yeah, I like to play disc golf. That's like probably one of my biggest hobbies. I like to play video games with my teammates and my old high school friends and stuff. And I like to read a little bit. That's pretty much it in my free time, though.
I was going to say, how do you juggle your school plus the baseball, and then you have time? You find time to have your hobbies in,
right? Yeah, I mean, as a grad student, I definitely have a lot more time than I used to. In undergrad, I only have two classes, so I'd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a good amount of time for my hobbies now.
Oh, okay.
I paid my dues though in the undergrad.
How do you balance your time between baseball and school?
I would say it's taken some practice just because, you know, you have 20 plus hours a week of practice, and then, you know, you want to be the best on the field, so you're doing extra stuff. So it's definitely a challenge, but if you want to be the best player on the field and off the player, it's some sacrifices you gotta make. You gotta make sacrifices to do well in both.
What do you think is the biggest challenge between athletes, college athletes, what they face today?
I would say there is an overwhelming amount of things you gotta do all at once, kinda. You really got like four like key aspects of your life. Like I'd say you have your schoolwork, your play on the field, and practice and stuff, and then you have sleep and social life, and it's kind of hard to be good at all four. So usually one of them start to lack a little bit. I think the biggest challenge is managing all four of those and being great at all of them.
Do you get a chance to watch TV any?
I watch a little bit, yeah. I watch some Netflix or Hulu here and there, just shows I want to watch.
Do you have a favorite show?
That's a good question. I would say my favorite show of all time is probably Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to go on that show, would you? Be a guest star or something like that?
I think I could be a guest star, yeah. I don't know if I'd want to play like one of the drug lords or anything, but I think I could be an extra somewhere or maybe a gas station attendant, like in a extra scene, something cool like that.
Yeah, they shoot movies around here all the time.
Yeah.
What's your favorite video game? You said you like to play video games. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, Fortnite, definitely. Okay. Me and my teammates play Fortnite a lot. Me and Nick Wisman and Ryan Packard and our team manager Connor Heinemann. That's our squad of four.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we always play together.
Any good?
Yeah, we're pretty good. Okay. We're like a little above average, I'd say. we win some, we lose a bunch, but it's fun.
You know, with you being a grad student, would you take an incoming freshman, like say McDougal, you know, since he's catching?
Yeah.
Would you take him under your wing and show him around?
Absolutely, and I have. Like he's been, the moment that he's got on campus, Coach King was like, "Hey, Waddy, like I need you to take this kid under your wing and and make him great." So every day, all fall and leading up to the spring, we've been working. And I mean, he had to step in for me when I went down. And as you can see, he's doing great. So he looks good back there. I'm excited.
He started in game one.
Yeah.
You know, at the DH, he started in game one.
Yeah, he can hit. He can hit.
Exactly. You think he might be another Pujols?
I think he could be, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
I know.
No one's going to be like my old roommate, Marcos.
No.
But I think McDougal is definitely going to be a stud for years to come for Dayton. It's going to be a fear that other teams' pitchers face for a long time.
So, in other words, yeah, for the next four, maybe 5 years, don't park out and be on the wall because he might just send you over to an auto glass repair.
No, I think it might be three. I think after a few years, he might be getting drafted out of here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a more realistic option.
Is that what you hope to get done, is get drafted?
That's what I hope to get done, yeah. As a grad student, I know it's a little more challenging to get drafted when I have no more years of eligibility left, but I'm going to do everything I can from here until the end of the season, the end of the summer, to make that goal a reality. And if I can't, and I'm gonna try to keep playing as long as I can.
What's your favorite team?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay,
okay,
you're from Lower New Jersey then.
I am.
Southern New Jersey.
Yep.
Okay. I was gonna say, don't say that team in pinstripes. In the Big Apple.
No, definitely not.
I'm a Guardians fan, so.
Okay.
Actually, Indians, but what team? And it could be any team. Would you like to play for?
That's a good question. Someone asked me this the other day. I think I would have to go with my hometown, not hometown, but my favorite team, the Phillies.
Okay.
I think just playing for the team that I've been a fan for my whole life would be a pretty surreal feeling.
You know, Mike Schmidt was from here.
Really?
Yeah.
From Dayton?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to Fairview High School. His dad.
Wow.
His dad owned a diner over on Leo Street called Jack's Diner.
Okay.
And I used to go there all the time. Jack was
Jack's Diner.
Yeah. It's not there anymore. I think it's a tire shop, and there was a pool right behind it.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
But Mike never come up here. He's down in Clearwater now. So, who did you watch? What player did you watch growing up?
Growing up, I watched all that whole Phillies team. Growing up was like my favorite players, like Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, mm-hmm. Jason Worth, all those guys. So I think just that collection, that group of guys. I didn't really have I'd say my favorite player was probably Ryan Howard, but I liked all those guys.
Okay. Now, this is after you're done,
mm-hmm.
after you get out of school here. If someone were to give you $1 million, what would be the first thing you do?
First thing I do?
Yeah. So I told you there were different questions for last year.
That's a good question. My dad's a financial advisor. I'd probably ask him what to do with it. I'd be like, Dad, I need some help with this. Tell me what you think I should do, and I'll probably take the advice.
Maybe you ought to go ask him. Say, hey, somebody's going to give me $1 million after this.
I'll ask him. I'll ask him at night and see what he says, and then I'll come back to you and let you know what he tells me.
All right. That'll work. I'll be down at Northern Kentucky on Tuesday.
Sweet.
And back here on Wednesday. What's your favorite sports moment that has happened to you in your lifetime?
This definitely involves me and my dad. It was a Little League tournament. I hit a walk-off home run to win the championship. And the other team, we were probably like 12. The other team's coach was chirping at me and my team the whole time. My friend's dad was a first base coach. He was yelling at him. And then my dad and him, after I touched home plate, we're all celebrating. They're arguing about going to fight in the parking lot. So this dude's like yelling at my dad, telling him, let's go to the parking lot. And my dad's saying, all right, let's go to the parking lot. They didn't end up fighting in the parking lot, but that's definitely my favorite moment on this field. And then in addition to that, my dad having my back was awesome.
If you were given a chance to play another sport, which sport would it be? Disc golf, right? A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are... Profiler, Inc., your local... Today's player profile is being brought to you by the USO.
This definitely involves me and my dad. It was a Little League tournament. I hit a walk-off home run to win the championship. And the other team, we were probably like 12. The other team's coach was chirping at me and my team the whole time. My friend's dad was a first base coach. He was yelling at him. And then my dad and him, after I touched home plate, we're all celebrating. They're arguing about going to fight in the parking lot. This dude's like yelling at my dad, telling him, let's go to the parking lot. And my dad's saying, all right, let's go to the parking lot. They didn't end up fighting in the parking lot, but that's definitely my favorite moment on his field, and then in addition to that, my dad having my back was awesome.
If you were given a chance to play another sport, which sport would it be? Disc golf, right?
No, I like disc golf, but it's just a fun hobby for me. As soon as I tried to play in a tournament, it was not fun anymore because it was with all these like semi-pro guys and pro guys. They were really good, and I can just kind of launch the disc far. So, I would say football. Football is really fun. We play like flag football sometimes for conditioning as a team, and it's just so much fun. I think I could have been really good at football if I played.
What position would you play? Wide receiver, quarterback,
probably,
running back?
Probably quarterback or maybe receiver, defensive back.
Did you play in high school?
I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Who's been the most influential person in your life? Did I stump you?
No. I think it's my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Matt. Okay. Matthew Watson.
Okay. Now here's going to be a tough one for you.
Okay.
Okay. If you were a coach,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you had a chance to pick your starting nine players, who would they be? This could be any baseball player from the start of the time, from start of baseball.
Like major league players?
Any player. I know somebody picked Castillo and I think it was Yaman. He picked Castillo and Wisman to be on his team too. So it could be anybody in baseball.
If we're picking anybody in baseball, like no offense to Yaman and Castillo, I'm not putting them out there. And Wisman, I'm gonna put Randy Johnson out there. I'm not putting Wiss up there. I think Wiss could be up there one day. Wiss is another guy that's gonna be playing pro ball here soon. I'm gonna go Randy Johnson on the bump.
Okay.
Yadier Molina behind the plate. I want a big bat at first base. Barry Bonds play first, or is he
no,
DH?
He's outfield.
Outfield.
Played right field most of the time.
First base. I mean, anybody can play first base.
Well, you had guys like McGuire, McCovey.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to go
McGuire at first base. Okay. Big bat. Second base, I'm going to go Altuve.
Okay.
I'd love him in the lineup, despite all the cheating allegations. I think he'd be
they got... I don't know if they really did it or not, but if they did, you can't blame a player.
Yeah, you can't blame one guy.
No.
Altuve, second base, shortstop. This is a tough one. Because I don't know if I want a defensive stud at short. A guy's just going to lock it down or another crazy bat.
I'd put it. I don't know. Ozzy Smith or Dave Concepcion or Bud Harrelson.
That's crazy. I haven't heard any of those names before.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going to go Derek Jeter at shortstop.
Okay.
You might not like that one, but pinstripes. Derek Jeter.
Third base, I think I know. Mike Schmidt.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Schmidt, third base.
Now that guy, you know, he wasn't really anything here in Dayton. When he played high school, he played mm-hmm. Fairview High School. And he really wasn't anything until he got up to Ohio U.
Wow.
So when you guys go down to Ohio U, you're going to be playing on the same field mm-hmm. that you did. So
I'm going to go Ken Griffey in one of my corner outfields, Barry Bonds, other corner outfield. Center field.
That's probably the toughest one.
Center field is tough.
There's been so many.
Might just go with a current guy in center field. I'm going to go Mike Trout, center field.
Okay.
DH, I'm going to go with my guy Bryce Harper.
Okay, yeah. He's
Philly.
He's playing first base now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he can DH. No,
oh, okay.
DH, Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, okay.
DH, Shohei Ohtani.
There you go.
That's my all-time.
Okay. Well, Nolan, thanks for coming on, and good luck to you the rest of the year.
All right. Appreciate it.
Get back out there behind the dish.
I'll do my best.
We'll be back with more of the pregame show right after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Yeah, back here at Bill Acre Field, our baseball complex at Friendship Field. We welcome you back to Flyer Baseball. Here are the starting lineups, first of all, for the visiting Dayton Flyers under head coach Jason King. Leading off and playing second base will be Ivan Arias. Batting second at shortstop, Carlos Castillo. Batting third to third baseman is Mason Doby. Batting fourth, the left fielder, David Mendez. Batting fifth, the center fielder, David Pedano. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman IV. Batting seventh, the DH, Michael Adair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ryan McDougal. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Paxton Tomaney. Once again on the mound is Ryan Steinauer. Once again for the Flyers, it's Arias at second, Castillo at short, Doby at third, Mendez in left, Pedano at center, Yaman at first, Adair the DH, McDougal the catcher, and Tomaney in right. And now for the Northern Kentucky Norse, Logan Davenport will lead off and play center field or play left field. Batting second, the right fielder, Trayvon Moss. Batting third, the first baseman, Liam McFadden-Ackman. Batting fourth, the DH, Jake Pollock. Batting fifth, the second baseman, John Odom. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Peyton Lane. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Brennan Rowe. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ryan Kirkpatrick, behind the plate, batting ninth, Zach Minton. And on the mound for the Norse today is Jack Johnson. Trying to find him on here. And I can't find him, so he's making his first appearance here today. So Johnson, oh, wait a minute. So Johnson making his first appearance on the mound for the Norse today. Had to check there. They don't have the dimensions out on the fences like they do. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the first pitch right after this. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Flyers coming into this game with a record of 9-6. They'll be at home again tomorrow as they host the Bowling Green Falcons. 3 o'clock will be the first pitch. And then it's on the road for a long road trip. So, we're going to introduce the Northern Kentucky offense. So here's the defense behind Jake Johnson. It'll be McFadden Ackman at first base, Odom at second, Rowe at short, and Lane at third. Davenport in left, Kirkpatrick at center, and Moss in right. Mitten behind the plate, Johnson on the mound for the Norse. They are wearing their black jerseys with gold numbers. The Flyers in their red jerseys, gray pants, white numbers.
Number 7, John Odom. Batting 6 at third base. Number 2, Peyton Lane.
Yeah, they get to go to, Flyers will be ending up going to Eastern Illinois over the weekend. And they'll be gone in like 9 games. So it's going to be a long trip for the Flyers. I know they'll play 2 games over at Butler. We hope to have those on for you here on the Gem City Sports Network. They're going to Eastern Illinois for 3, Eastern Kentucky for 1, Butler for 2 doubleheaders, and then Ohio University before coming home and taking on Florida over the Easter holiday weekend. So we live in a country with freedoms like no other. It's now our national anthem.
Move your hats as we honor America, its freedom, and those who protect it with the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem here at Bill Aker Baseball Complex at Friendship Field. Glad you could join us on this Tuesday afternoon. It's a gorgeous afternoon here at the ballpark. The I tell you what, it is a gorgeous day out. The game time temperature 65 degrees with a west wind at 7 miles an hour. Hardly a cloud in the sky, so it's going to be a. Don't have to worry about the cold, don't have to worry about rain, don't have to worry about anything. Unless you're out in the sun, you might get a sunburn, but other than that, you know. But it is a gorgeous afternoon for baseball here at Northern Kentucky University in Highland Heights, Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati. So, we're getting set for action here at Bill Aker Baseball Complex. Don't know the dimensions here. I would say they're probably the same as Dayton, but they have a very high batter's eye out in center field. So, adjust something here. So sit back and enjoy today's game between the Flyers and the Norse from Northern Kentucky University. Leading it off and playing second base will be Ivan Arias. Ivan batting .283 with a home run, 8 runs batted in. So we get set for action here at the ballpark. Here's a stretch by Johnson, and we are underway. First pitch is in there for a call, strike one. Now the wind picks up. 2:02 is the starting time. Jackson's next pitch is a fly ball out towards right field. And the right fielder, Moss, is underneath it. And there's one up, 1-1 down. They bring up Carlos Castillo. Carlos batting 415 with 2 home runs, 11 runs batted in. One down here in the top of the first inning. There's a stretch by Jackson, and he delivers, or Johnson, I should say, is swinging a miss, strike one. Once again, at defense, it's McFadden-Ackman at first, Odom at second, Rowe at short, Lane at third. Davenport, Kirkpatrick, and Moss left to right. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and 2 strikes to count. Minton behind the plate for the Norse. Good crowd on hand here. They're all sitting next to us. Here's the pitch by Johnson. A swing and a miss, strike three. The first strikeout for Johnson. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Mason on the year. Batting .273 with a home run, 9 runs batted in. Left-hander standing in, playing third base. He's kind of inherited that position from Omar Daniels. There's a stretch by Johnson, and he fires. In there for a called strike. There's a dog sitting down here. That dog is ready to pounce on a ball that comes anywhere near him. But there's a fence in the way. Screen, here's the pitch. Outside high for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a stretch by Johnson, and he fires the 1-1 pitch, and a fly ball well hit out towards right or towards left. Look out, bus. Count stays 1 ball, 2 strikes. The date bus is parked right by the old basketball court here at Northern Kentucky. We got a nice big gym just over to our left. Here's the pitch. Line drive foul down the left field line. It's the fencing and bounces all the way out to Davenport out in left field. So Dobie will stand in, 2 down. Here in the top of the first inning. Here's a stretch by Johnson, and he delivers inside for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield straightaway, the second baseman. Odom is out playing in short right field, it looks like. Here's the pitch. Break pitch stays outside for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 down. On deck, David Mendez, the left fielder. Here's a stretch by Johnson. And he delivers a 3-2 pitch and another foul back out of play. And that goes way over our head. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 out here in the top of the first inning. As the wind's starting to pick up a little bit, it's blowing out towards left field. Here's the pitch and a ground ball into center field for a base hit. So Dobie gets a base hit between first and second base. And now coming to the plate, David Mendez. Mendez batting .424 with a home run and 11 runs batted in. He's got a couple of doubles and a triple to his name. David Pedano on deck. So Dobie at first base with two down. Here's the pitch in the dirt for a ball. Dobie kind of thought that the catcher was going to lose the ball. He was on his way to second almost. 1-0 the count. Here's a stretch by Johnson, and he rocks and fires. This is low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. To David Mendez, the left fielder. There's a stretch by Johnson. He looks over at first base and fires inside. Then got the inside corner for a called strike. 2-1 to count. Jake Johnson on the mound for the North. Here's the pitch. Line drive. Base hit hits the bag. It goes out into left field. Going to third will be Dobie, and he dives head first into third base, and Mendez has a two-out double. That'll bring up David Pedano, the center fielder. David on the year. Batting 333 with a home run, 10 runs batted in. He's got four doubles on the year so far, and two triples. He's got some speed. Takes first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Jake Johnson, a junior from Medina, Ohio. Here's the pitch. Line drive, or ground ball right to the shortstop. Fires over to first, and they got it. So that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number one. They get no runs on two hits, so no errors. Two runners left on, and at the end of a half inning. Flyers nothing. Norris coming to play, coming to the plate. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fishtack!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. We move to the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Flyers and the Norris. Logan Davenport, Trayvon Moss, and Liam McFadden-Ackman will start it off for the Norris. Defensively for the Flyers. Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez in left, Pedano in center, Tomani in right. McDougal behind the plate, and Steinauer on the mound for Dayton. Once again, Steinauer is making his sixth appearance, his third start. He's 1-0 on the year. He's got pitched 12 and two-thirds innings, given up 8 hits, 7 runs, all earned. Walked 6, struck out 13. He's got a 4.97 ERA. So Logan Davenport will step to the plate. Davenport batting 364 with a home run, 10 runs batted in. So Davenport will step in, batting right-handed. Here's this. Ryan Steinauer delivers the first pitch in there for a called strike one. Fastball hope to have some more road games for you here this year. Here's the next pitch. Fly ball heading out towards right. Going back is Tomaney. And on the warning track has it. One up, one down. They bring up Trayvon Moss. Moss batting 345 with two home runs, 10 runs batted in. He's got three doubles and two triples to go along with those 19 hits. Moss is playing right field for the Norse today. Steinauer fires in there for a called strike. Steinauer checking his wrist. Now he sets and looks and at the plate and fires in a ground ball just foul down the third base side, or first base side. 0-2 the count. Two or one down here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Here's a stretch in the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high and inside for ball two. Two balls, or a ball and two strikes. Give a shout out to Kyler Ludlow listening in. Dayton SID. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike three. Also listening in today is the grandparents of Logan Barnett. Pat and George Jaley listening in Pontiac, Illinois. There's Liam McFadden Ackman stepping to the plate, batting 414 with nine home runs already and 29 runs batted in. Here's a line drive right at the shortstop, Castillo, and that's going to do it for the Norse here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of one complete, it's the Flyers. Nothing in the Norse, nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. It'll be Eddie Yum in the fourth, Michael Adair and Ryan McDougal do up for the Flyers here in the top of the second inning. Eddie, here's a stretch by Johnson, and he'll deliver the first pitch to Eddie. Here's a pitch and a pop-up back out of play. Just over our heads. Eddie batting 218 with three home runs and 18 runs batted in. He likes that number three. He wears number three, plays first base, which is position number three. He was batting third for a while, but now he's batting sixth today. Johnson delivers the 0-1. Pitches up high, and they checked out first base to see if he swung. He did not. It's one ball, one strike to count. Johnson sets and delivers the 1-1. In there for a called strike at the knees. A breaking pitch broke right in front of the plate. Gorgeous Tuesday afternoon here in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch coming plateward. Just misses outside for a ball. I couldn't have missed by too much. Two balls and two strikes to count to Eddie Yaman. Michael Adair on deck, followed by Ryan McDougal. Johnson sets. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-2 the count. Johnson staring in at his catcher. Mitten. Here's the pitch. Line drive foul down the first base side into the Norris bullpen. Fuseholz sitting down there. It's like I said, it's a gorgeous afternoon. Here's a stretch. And he delivers. Ground ball third base side, but foul. Nice pickup by Coach King.
Keep at him, Jake.
Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the second inning. No score between the Norris and the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, another foul ball. King was not going to touch that one. That was a screamer right past him. Count stays three balls, two strikes. Johnson delivers the 3-2 pitch. Outside ball four, the first walk issued by him. So that puts Yaman on at first. That'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair batting 182 with a home run and four runs batted in. Batting left-handed. The DH. There's a stretch. Johnson delivers. Just misses inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes.
Don't lie. Come on, Blue. Don't close your eyes. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. There's a stretch by Johnson. He looks over at first base and fires. Outside for a ball. One ball or two balls and no strikes to count. To Michael Adair with Ryan McDougal on deck. Johnson delivers. In the dirt for a ball. 3-1, or 3-0 the count. Yaman walked. Adair 3-0. There's the pitch. Inside ball four, second walk issued by Johnson. So it's the second walk issued by Jake Johnson. Coach going out to talk to his pitcher as action is warm, starting to start up in the Norris bullpen. Right-hander stepping in. I can't see his number. We'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Game between the Bowling Green Falcons and the Dayton Flyers. Final home game before a 9-game road trip. Flyers go to Eastern Illinois for 3, then to Eastern Kentucky for a midweek game, and then over to Butler for 2 doubleheaders, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. And then a trip to Ohio University down in Athens. So Ryan McDougal will step to the plate. Ryan, a freshman. McDougal batting 262 with three home runs and 12 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards center, out towards left. Well hit. Going back to the left fielder on the track and got it. Davenport went all the way to the track as both the runners move up.
What are you doing, John?
So, they'll bring up Paxton Tomaney with one down. Paxton batting 262 with a home run, four runs batted in. So McDougal advances the runners. Adair at second and Yaman at first. Here's the windup and the pitch. No, he scuffs from the stretch. I'm sorry. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away and a little deep for Paxton.
We're getting Jake. Let's defense work.
There's a stretch by Johnson. He looks in and fires. This is high and out, a little outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Johnson in his first outing of the year for the Norse. Here's the pitch. In there for a breaking pitch for a called strike one. Slider by Johnson. I'm sitting right next to two guys from Norse with a gun. Here's a pitch. Down low for ball three. 3-1. 3 balls, one strike. Runners at second and third. One down here in the top of the second inning. Flyers threatening.
They're not swinging. Let's go get him.
Johnson sets. Kicks and fires to 3-1. Ball four. Bases loaded. Third walk issued by Jackson. Tomaney going down to first, and that'll bring up Ivan Arias, who flied out to Moss in right field. Bases loaded, one out. Pitches in there for a called strike one to Ivan Arias. Carlos Castillo on deck. Johnson looking at his wrist for the sign. Now he delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two by Ivan.
Hey, finish it up here. Let's go back.
One down. North trying, looking for a double play. Kersenstein never called strike three. Area error. Johnson gets his second strikeout, and that's going to bring up Carlos Castillo, who was his first strikeout. 0 for 1. Bases loaded with two down now. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch outside for a ball. They had 34 on here.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two. One ball, one and one the count now. Two down here in the second, or in the top of the second inning. Bases loaded. Castillo standing in. One ball, one strike the count. Johnson will set and deliver the 1-1. And a ground ball to third base. Third baseman's just going to step on the bag. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the second. They get no runs on no hits. There was no errors and three runners left on at the end of inning and a half. It's the Flyers nothing and the Norse nothing coming back after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter.
They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. To the bottom of the second inning, the Norse will send up Pollock, Odom, and Lane here in inning number two. Steinauer back on the mound for the Flyers. He's pitched very well here in the last couple of games. Takes first pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steinauer rocks and fires. In there for called strike one. One ball, one strike the count. On deck, Jake Pollock, the DH. Steinauer rocks and fires. Just misses outside for a ball. Odom on deck. There's the pitch. Low and inside for ball three. 3-1. Steinauer set down the side. 1-2-3 in the first. 3-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Walks his first batter. And that'll bring up John Odom. Odom batting 216 with a home run, six runs batted in. Collectively as a team, the Norse have 24 home runs. Dayton has just 18. They throw over to Yaman, and Pollock is back safely. Peyton Lane on deck. Here's the pitch. Just misses it. This guy has a tight strike zone. A ball and no strikes to count to John Odom. Here's a throw over to first and almost got him. There used to be a guy that pitched for the Oakland A's named John Blue Moon Odom. That's a hell of a pitcher. As a matter of fact, he was almost a Red. Here's the pitch and a ground ball, third base side, and down the line off of the glove of the third baseman. So that's going to be the first hit of the game as the ball goes off of Dobie. Going to give him a double. So that puts runners at second and third with nobody out. Odom a double. That's going to bring up Peyton Lane with runners at second and third. Here's the first pitch. In there for a called strike one. Lane batting 333 with no home runs and no runs batted in. Steinauer delivers. Line drive out to right field. That's going to get two in. Pollock comes in to score as stopping at third base will be Odom. So Lane has an RBI single. So that's going to bring up Brendan Rowe, the shortstop. Rowe batting 196 with no home runs and seven runs batted in. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball. One ball, no strikes. One run in. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Flyers trail at 1-0. Runners at first and third. Here's a pitch by Steinauer. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Ryan Kirkpatrick on deck. Throw over to first, a quick throw, and almost got him. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Runners at second and third. A run in for the Norse. They lead at 1-0. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. This dog over here, he is ready for a ball to come back at him. He was here last year, too. Here's a Steinauer sets. Runners get their lead. Short lead over at first. Here's the pitch. Line drive well hit out towards left field. That's going to get down. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Here comes Odom in to score. Peyton Lane's going to come in to score. And they throw it home, and Lane makes it in there. So a two-run double for Brennan Rowe. Makes it now 3-0. So 3-0 is our score. Steinauer is getting hit hard here in this second inning. So Tommy Winterstein going out to the show mound. I'll say hi to his wife Jillian listening in. Or she might be here. Now they're playing the Family Feud. I love it. Three runs in with nobody out here in the second inning. Brendan Rowe standing at second base with a two-run double. That was well hit down the line, and Mendez had no chance of getting to that one. As it went all the way to the wall down the line. So, coach going back to the mat, or going back to the dugout. Steinauer gets the sign from McDougal. Now checks the runner out at second base and fires. Kirkpatrick squared around a bunt, but a little outside, ball one. Zach Minton on deck. Steinauer looks at second. They throw back, and Rowe gets back safely. Rowe is 3-for-4 for in stolen base. Here's a bunt down third baseline. Dobie over to first. Got him. Sack bunt works. That sends Kirkpatrick over to third. That'll bring up Logan Zach Minton, the catcher. Minton batting 333 with no home runs, no runs batted in. Steinauer sets and delivers the first pitch to Zach Minton, the number 9 hitter. It's in there for a called strike. Wish I could get video of this dog. But he sleeps pretty well at night after a game. 0-1 to count. Steinauer sets and looks over third, fires. This is low and outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. There's a stretch and a pitch. This is outside for a ball. Outfield straight away for Minton. There's a stretch by Steinauer. He delivers the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A hefty cut by Minton. Two balls and two strikes to count. Yeah, people sitting out on the hill out in center field and left center field. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count. Two and two to the count to Zach Minton. 3 runs in here in this third, the second inning for the Norse. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side out of play. Count stays 2-2. Norse will be heading up to our place later this season. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Run comes in. The first, Castillo to Yaman, and that's an RBI base. That's an RBI. It makes it now 4-0 in favor of the Norse. So that'll bring up Logan Davenport. First pitch is high for a ball, a little outside also. A ball and no strikes, 2 down here in the bottom of the second inning. 4-run second. Here's a bunt down the third baseline, and it's going to go foul. Count's going to be 1-1. Steinhauer picked it up. So 1 ball, 1 strike to count to Logan Davenport, who flied out to right his first time up. Davenport, a sophomore out of Franklin, Indiana. Here's a pitch. And if we're called strike 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count. One ball, two strikes. Steinhauer delivers. Fly ball foul down the right field line. Count stays 1 ball, 2 strikes. On deck, Trayvon Moss. There's the pitch. Break pitch and a ground ball right to Castillo. Fire over to Yaman, and that's going to do it for the Norse here in the second inning. They get 4 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and nobody left on. And at the end of two complete, it's the Norse 4 and the Flyers nothing. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, other outlets will charge you. We do not. We choose not to. So we thank you for tuning in and listening to Flyer Baseball as well as our coverage of Central State Athletics and high school and adult baseball that we will be covering this year again. So we enjoy doing it. Brian Reese and I. Brian will do mostly soccer on Twitch. I think he's listening in down where he works. it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be on the air. So here we go. Mason Dobie will step in. He singled his first time up down to right center or out to right field. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. New pitcher on the mound for the Norse. And that would be Matthew Lopez making his eighth appearance. No record. Pitching 11 to two-thirds innings, giving up 16 hits, seven earned runs, seven walks, seven strikeouts, and a 5.40 ERA. 3-0 the count now to Dobie. Takes that one in there for a called strike one. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four.
Nice pitch.
Great pitch.
So Dobie is on with a walk. So Johnson went two innings, gave up two hits, no runs. Struck out two, walked three. So Mendez will stand in. He doubled down the bag. He hit the bag. The ball hit the bag and bounced out to left field. Here's a pitch. This is low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. 4-0 is our score. Northern Kentucky leads it. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards right. Moss coming in now and has it. Had to make a circus catch. One down. The wind caught it and brought it in back at him. Brought it back towards the infield. David Padana will step in. He grounded out to short his first time up, ending the first inning. Four runs, three hits, no errors for the Norse. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Might be one of those games where it's Johnny Allstaff pitching. Next pitch is over for a called strike two. One ball, two strikes. Make it 1-1. Here's the pitch. David squares around. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one down here in the top of the third inning. Swing and a miss, strike three, so Padano's out on strikes. So two down, that's the first strikeout for Lopez. Then bring up Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Eddie walked and was stranded at third in the second inning. So Yaman will stand in, batting right-handed. He's our player profile today. I thank him for doing that. Or no, he was our first one. Throw down to first. Safe. Yaman from West Sand Lake, New York. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Or two balls, no strikes.
Again, Lope, make swing at bat.
Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Two down here in the third inning. 4-0 Norse leading it. Lopez delivers high. Ball four. He calls that a strike. Or make it 3-0 the count, I guess. Dobie just trotted down to second base. Three balls, no strikes, a count, two down. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. Yaman majoring in finance. Throw back to second. Dobie back safely. Michael Adair on deck. Pitch low and outside, ball four. So that puts runners at first and second. The second walk issued by Lopez. That'll bring up Michael Adair, who grounded out to third to end the inning. Or no, I take that back. He walked. Pitches a ball, one ball, no strikes.
Hey, throw that coffee can, Lopez.
Adair, majoring, a mechanical engineering major. Here's the pitch. Misses. It got him, hit him. Also got the catcher. So that'll put the bases loaded. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. He had a sack fly out the left. Moved runners over to second and third. So we're going to have a visit to the mound by Minton. Paxton Tomaney will be on deck. Back here, or back at it again tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. The Flyers will take on the Bowling Green Falcons. And first of two for them. They'll play the Falcons up in Bowling Green a little bit later on this year. So McDougal will step in with the bases loaded and two down. McDougal's got some power. He's got three home runs already. Pitches inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded. You got Dobie at third. Yaman at second. Adair at first. There's pitching a ground ball right to the first baseman. He bobbles it. It's going to be quick as it goes right to the pitcher, Lopez, and he steps on the bag. It's going to go 3-1 on the putout, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the third inning. They get no runs on no hits, no errors. Three runners left on again. That's going to do it for the Flyers. It's 4-0 in favor of the Norses. Norse comes to bat here in the bottom of the third. Back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Yeah, back here at Bill Aker Baseball Complex at Friendship Field. Doug Brown with you. Norris lead at 4-0 as we move to the bottom of the third inning. Also giving a shout out to Kristen Dinneman and her daughters Harper and Zoe listening in. Harper was just a baby when I was doing games for Sinclair. So, hi, Harper. I don't think you remember me. Pitches inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Talked to Steve earlier today. He was the former head coach at Sinclair. Here's Trayvon Moss, who struck out looking his first time up. Here's a ground ball, this time to the second baseman, Arias. Flips, goes over to first, and got it. 4-3 on the putout for that one. As Arias had to go to his left, picked it up, had a spin move, and then threw it over to first. He bounced it over to Yaman. So that'll bring up Leon McFadden-Ackman. He lined out to the shortstop. And Castillo. Here's the pitch. Called strike, got the corner.
Really? Let's keep it the same, Blue.
Really?
No balls, one strike to count. Steinauer gave up four runs in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike two, right at the waist. 0-2 the count, one down. On deck is Jake Pollock. Steinauer got him down 1-2-3 in the first, and they gave up four runs in this second. Pitches outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Pollock walked. Odom doubled. Lane singled. And Rowe doubled for those four runs. Here's the pitch and a foul back out of play. Or into the screen. Count stays one ball and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes to count. One down here in the bottom of the third inning. On a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon from Northern Kentucky. Here's a ground ball. Dobie picks it up, fires over across the diamond to Yaman, and there's two down. Gonna bring up Jake Pollock. Pollock walked and scored the first run of the game for the Norse. Steinauer will go from the stretch. Pitches a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Pitches inside for ball, two balls, and no strikes. Two down here in the bottom of the third inning. Jake Pollock takes a strike in there for called strike one. One ball and two, or two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards Padano. Padano's gone back, and has it on the track, and that's going to do it for the Norse here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of three complete, it's the Norse 4 and the Flyers nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network, your home for Flyer Baseball.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs.
For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Yeah, back here at Bill Aker Baseball Complex at Friendship Field. We've moved to the top of the fourth inning. It'll be Paxton Tomaney, Ivan Arias, and Carlos Castillo. The first pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Tomaney is a education major. Pitch is a ball, two balls, and no strikes. And a minor in sports management. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three, 3-0. Lopez back out on the mound for the Norris. Here's the windup and the pitch. And there for a called strike. Lopez kicks and fires a 3-1. Foul back out of play and on top of the basketball court. Three balls, two strikes, a count to the leadoff hitter here in the fourth inning. And Paxton Tomaney. It's pitch. Called strike three. Got the outside corner of the plate. So second strikeout for Lopez. And that'll bring up the top of the order in Ivan Arias. Ivan is a undecided as a major. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. A sophomore out of Boston. Played last year at Vanderbilt. Here's a pop-up back out of play. 1-1 to count. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch over for called strike two. A ball and two strikes to count. Here's the next pitch and a ground ball, slow roller to the first baseman, and it hugged the line, and there's two down. It'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Carlos, 0 for 2. He reached on the fielder's choice his last time up. Castillo was out a couple of games due to an injury, but he's back. Majors in sports management. Here's the pitch. And there for a called strike one. Carlos out of Hialeah, Florida. A senior. There's the windup and the pitch. And a ground ball to the third baseman. Picking it up is Lane over to first. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number four. No runs. No hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 3.5, it's the Norris 4 and the Flyers nothing. Back after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports and Flyer baseball, right here on the Gem City Sports Network. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be Odom, Lane, and Rowe due up for the Norris here in inning number four. They lead it 4-0, four runs, three hits, no errors for the Norris, no runs, two hits, no errors for the Flyers.
Steinauer back out for his fourth inning of work. First pitch in there to Odom is a called strike one. Odom doubled and scored the second run of the game for the Norris. Steinauer sets and delivers the 0-1. This is high for both. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. This is outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Their city transit buses are all black and gold. That's cool. Oh, it's just a shuttle bus. That's what it is. Pitches outside for ball three. 3-1. The count to the leadoff hitter, John Odom, here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-0, Norris leading it. Outfield straightaway for Odom. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball right side out of play, 3-2. You know, the last couple of games, the Flyers have scored a lot of runs in a short amount of time. They scored 8 runs in the 8th inning against Vandy, winning 8-5. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side, back out of play. They can get a lot of runs quickly if they have to. They scored 5 runs the other day. Here's a foul back. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count. They scored 4 in the second, 3 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 5 in the seventh against South Dakota State on Sunday. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. It loses them. So Odom was on for his second time, and that'll bring up Peyton Lane, who singled his first time up. Singled in a run. Second walk issued by Ryan Steinauer today. Throws over the first runner back safely in Odom. There's this, Steinauer, they got that newfangled thing. I'm going to talk to one of these pitchers that's sitting next to me from Northern Kentucky. Pitches in there for a called strike one. No balls in the strike, the count to Peyton Lane, the third baseman. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in today here on the Gem City Sports Network. Steinauer, quick throw over to first. Odom dives back into the bag safely. Kind of a hazy sun now, but still gorgeous out. Here's a pitch. Bunt down to first base side. Foul. No balls and two strikes. Peyton Lane tried to bunt his way on. No balls and two strikes to Peyton Lane, the third baseman. Singled his first time up. Singled in a run. Steinauer settling down just a little bit after that 4-run second. Pitch is high and outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Steinauer looking at his wrist. It's a new way to get the sign when nobody can steal it. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. They throw down to second, and Odom is in there with a stolen base. So Lane is out on strikes. So one down. Second strikeout for Ryan. And that'll bring up Brendan Rowe, who doubled down the third base line. Or left field line, I should say. So now we're having a conference with the Northern Kentucky manager with the umpire. Brendan Rowe ready to go. Two down here in the
shortstop, number 21, Brennan Rowe.
So Rowe.
Hey, what happened to Odom?
Interference, I think, somehow.
Oh, okay. Okay, interference, so there's two down now. Hitter's interference as ball goes down the right side and out of play. 0-2 the count. So Rose stepping in as there's two down. I had to ask the guys next what happened here, because here's a ground ball into center field for a base hit. Rowe on for the second time. He's got a single and a double now. That'll bring up Ryan Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick had a sack grounded out to the third baseman. Fitzpatrick standing in, batting right-handed. Two down with a runner at first base. On deck, Zach Minton. Here's a stretch and the first pitch to Kirkpatrick outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's action down in the Dayton bullpen, so this may be Ryan's final inning. He's given up four runs on four hits. Struck out two and walked two. Throw over to first. Back safely. Another throw over. Runner gets back safely. One ball, no strikes to count. To Ryan Kirkpatrick, here's a foul back into the screen. One ball, one strike to count. Action down in the North bullpen also. I think the pitcher down the Dayton bullpen is ready. Steinauer looks over at first base and fires. This is low for a ball, 2-1. I love watching this dog over here. He's ready to go. He is ready, set. He's staring out at the plate. Staring out at the pitcher, ready for the ball to come play. Now he jumps up down. Throw it to first. Rowe gets back safely. I don't think that dog would have any teeth if he caught one of those balls coming in from Steinauer. Here's the pitch. A bunt. Back to Steinauer. He's going to pick it up, flip it over to Yaman, and that's going to do it for the Norse here in the fourth inning. They get no runs on a hit. No errors, a runner left, and at the end of four complete. It's the Flyers trailing 4-0. Back after this timeout. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. You know, in the 12 years that we have done this, Brian and I, we've never charged anything, and we won't. So we hope you enjoy the coverage of Dayton Flyer baseball as well as the high schools in Central State. New pitcher on the mound for the Norse, and that is Casey Mangalia. He is making his third appearance. He's pitched two-thirds of an inning, given up two hits, four runs, three earned, walked four, struck out one, and has a 40.50 ERA. He will face 3-4 and 5, Mason Dobie, David Mendez, and also David Padano. We move to the fifth inning. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Flyers. Four runs, four hits, no errors for the Norse. Dobie will stand to the plate. He's walked and singled. 1-for-1 on the day. Left-hander standing in as Mangalia delivers break pitch. Maneglia, I'm sorry. Casey Maneglia delivers. Ground ball into the Norse dugout. Maneglia has only pitched two-thirds of an inning. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball at the eyes. Two balls and one strike here in the top half of inning number five. From Highland Heights, Kentucky. There's a stretch in the 2-1 pitch. Pitch is high for ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike to the leadoff hitter, Mason Dobie, the third baseman. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball four. First walk issued by Maniglia. That'll bring up David Mendez. So Mendez will stand in with the runner at first base and Mason Dobie. Nobody out here in the fifth. 4-0 is our score. The Norse scored four times in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch and a foul ball, a line drive, a screamer. Nice catch by Pete Sass. Off the carom. We got two coaches that know how to catch a ground ball. Here's the stretch and the pitch, and it's way behind the head of Mendez. A nice save by the catcher, Minton. Time called. Gives us a chance to tell you that we will be back on the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 with the Flyers as they take on the Bowling Green Falcons from AES Ohio Stadium in Warner Field. Be on the air at 2:30. First pitch is at 3. Hope to have a player profile for you. Get to know the players a little bit better. Had went on today. So the coach out there is Andrew Elliott, the coach heading out to the bump. Now back into the dugout, and it's one ball, one strike, the count. There's a foul down the third baseline. Is he the pitching coach? Okay. The ball on two strikes with nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Mason Dobie at first. He walked leading off the inning. Mendez stepping back in. He's one ball and one strike. Maniglia delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout for Maniglia. That'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano 0 for 2 on the day. He's grounded out to short and struck out swinging. And is two times at the plate so far today. Here's the pitch. In there, breaking pitch over for a good called strike one. There's a stretch and the 0-1 pitch. And there for another breaking pitch in there for a called strike. Action down in both, or action down in the Norris bullpen. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. One down with the runner at first base. Mason Dobie led off the inning with a walk. Eddie Yaman the fourth on deck. Here's the pitch. High and outside for ball two. 2-0 the count. Or 2-2 the count, I'm sorry. Two balls, two strikes with one out, one a runner on first. Here's the pitch. Dobie goes. Paul. Ball goes to back to the dugout. And a wild pitch sends Dobie to second base. So that count goes to three balls and two strikes to Pedano. Maniglia looking at his wrist and sets and delivers the 3-2 pitch. Looks back at second. Now delivers. Fly ball right side. First baseman and McFadden Ackman has the ball. Two down. They'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman has walked twice and been stranded twice. He was stranded at third in the second inning, stranded at second in the third, batting here in the fifth. Runner at second base and Mason Dobie. Went to second on a wild pitch. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fly ball, well hit out towards left field. Wind's going to knock it down, and that's going to do it out to center field. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Runner left, and at the end of four and a half, it's the Flyers trailing 4-0. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. To the bottom of the fifth inning we go. It will bring up Zach Minton. And then the top of the order, and Logan Davenport and Trayvon Moss. So we play here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Steinauer back out there for another inning of work. Throws the first pitch in there for a called strike one. Minton grounded out to short, but he also drove in a run in the second inning. As a matter of fact, it was the fourth run of the game. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side. And it goes out of play. No balls and two strikes to the leadoff hitter, Zach Minton, here in the fifth. Game moving along fairly nicely. And as soon as I say that, somebody's going to score 12 runs. Game is just an hour and 20 minutes old. There's the pitch by Steinauer. Breaking pitch and a fly ball head out towards center field. Padano going back on it and has it, and there's one down. Going to bring up Logan Davenport, who is 0 for 2 on today. He slid to left and, or no, he slid to right and grounded out to short.
Now batting for the North, short left fielder, number 17, Logan Davenport.
So Davenport will stand in. Batting right-handed. Here's a pitch by Steinauer. Misses for a ball, one ball, and no strike. If it wasn't for that second inning, Steinauer would be pitching a heck of a game. Just that one bad inning. Pitches outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Flyers and Bowling Green tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, right here on GCSN. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Two balls and a strike. On a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon here in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Next pitch is a ball inside. -69 degrees right now. I'll take it any day of the week. There's a pitch and a ground ball right to shortstop Castillo. Fires over to first. Two up, two down. I bring up Trayvon Moss, who is 0 for 2. He's struck out looking and grounded out to Arias over at second base. Moss batting left-handed will stand in to face the lefty Steinauer. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Flyers will send up the bottom three, 7-8-9, Adair, McDougal, and Tomaney. In the sixth inning, here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball and one strike to count. Here's a 1-1 pitch, breaking pitch over for a called strike two. No balls, or a ball and two strikes with two down. On deck, Liam McFadden Ackman. I talked to his dad earlier today. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Deuces wild. Haven't been able to say that. Two balls, two strikes, two out. 4-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. Fly ball aiming out towards left field. That is going to get down and go to the wall. Rounding first and going to second is Moss. So another hit for the Norse, hit number 5. And that'll bring up Liam McFadden Ackman. He's 0 for 2 on the day. He's flied to short, grounded out to third. Steinauer looking over at second base and fires the first pitch to McFadden Ackman. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One and oh the count. Here's the pitch. And there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike. Talking to a former Pittsburgh scout, Buck Buchanan, sitting to our left. He works at WDOJ down here. Pitches now down low, 2-1. He's a Pittsburgh scout for over 30 years. Here's a stretch by Steinauer and delivers. Line drive, well hit out towards left field. That's going to get down. That's going to get another run in. So McFadden Ackman makes it now 5-0. So we're going to have a, looks like Coach King is going to come out and make a pitching change. As the score now is 5-0 into 5 earned runs. Given up by Ryan Steinauer. And we're going to have a new pitcher on the mound here as Steinauer's day is over with. We'll be back with that right after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Anthony Hattrop is on the mound for the Flyers. Anthony? Let's see, where is he at here? Hattrop making his fifth appearance. He's got one save on the day, on the year. He's pitched 5 1/3 innings, given up six hits, 5 runs, all earned. Walked 1, struck out 3, and has an 8.44 ERA. Hattrop is a grad student from Pittsburgh, PA. Went to North Allegheny High School. Majoring in civil engineering. So he will face now Jake Pollock, who has walked and flied to center. Finishing up his warm-ups. Pollock will stand in with runner first base in Liam McFadden Ackman. Talking to Steve Deniman, they start league play this weekend. Dayton, they go to Eastern Illinois. Hattrop sets and throws over to first, and nice save by Yaman over there. Three-game series over there at Eastern Illinois in Charleston, Illinois. 5-0 is our score as we play here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Throw over to first. This time McFadden Ackman had to do a little dance to get back there. Hattrop looking over at first. Now he sets. Ackman getting a good lead. Here's the pitch. Low and outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two down here in the fifth. Benton flied to center. Davenport grounded out to short. Moss then doubled to left center field. And McFadden Ackman did the, he singled out that way. Ball throw to second. And he's McFadden was in there for a base, for a stolen base. That is he is 7-for-7 in stolen bases this year. One ball, one strike, the count to Jake Pollock, the DH. Throw back to second. Arias was there. Ball got away from him. McFadden Ackman was safe anyway. Ball on a strike, two down here in the fifth. One run in. 5-0 is our score. 5-6-0 for the Norris. Here's a pitch and a fly ball right side and out of play. A ball and two strikes now to Jake Pollock. So Pollock standing back in as Hattrip gets the sign. Here's the pitch up high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Nice crowd on hand here at Bill Aker Baseball Complex, Friendship Field. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So the Norris are out. They get a run on two hits. No errors and a runner left on. At the end of five complete, it's the Norris 5 and the Flyers nothing. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. 5-0 is our score. New pitcher on the mound for the Norris. It is Ryan Pearson. Payson, I guess. He's making his sixth appearance. He's got a 4.66 ERA. 9 2/3 of an inning, giving up 11 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, walked 4, struck out 6. He will face Michael Adair, Ryan McDougal, and Paxton Tomaney here in the top half of inning number 6. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Norris. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Flyers. Pitches inside for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. And like I said before, the Flyers can strike and strike in a hurry. Here's a pitch. Foul back. Pearson is the gentleman's name out on the manhole now. Ryan Pearson. 1 ball, 1 strike, the count to the leadoff hitter here in the 6th inning. And Michael Adair, he is walking and was hit by a pitch, swinging a miss, strike 2. McDougal on deck. Here's a windup and a pitch by Pearson. Grounder. foul ball. It went off his foot. The ball and two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter, Michael Adair. DHing again today. There's a windup and a pitch by Pearson. Grounder, first base side. McFadden-Ackman flips it over to Pearson. One up, one down. Going to bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal was at a sack fly out towards left in the second and grounded back, grounded to first his last time up.
How about it?
McDougal, 0 for 1 on the day. Takes first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Want to know the count? Here's the pitch. Down low and inside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. One down here in the sixth. Pearson getting the sign from his catcher. Mick Minton, here's a pitch. Inside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Flyer players getting on him. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball four. McDougal is on with a walk. First walk issued by Pearson.
How about it?
Flyers have walked seven times today. They'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney has walked and struck out looking. 0 for 1. Runner at first base, and McDougal throw over to first. He gets back just in time. McDougal from Taunton, Massachusetts. There's a stretch by Pearson. And he delivers. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The count to Paxton Tomaney up on deck. Ivan Arias. 5-0 is our score. Norris leading it. Here's the pitch. Grounder into right field. Base hit. McDougal is going to stop at second base. And the base hit to right field for Paxton Tomaney. So two on with one down. That'll bring up the top of the order and Ivan Arias. Arias 0 for 3 on the day. Slide to right, struck out, and grounded out to first. So one down here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. Could this be the inning if they score big? Want to know the count. Pearson sets, looks back at second base. Rocks and fires. This is low for a ball, 2-0. Three hits for the Flyers now. That was their first hit since the second inning. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball gets away from the catcher. Nobody going anywhere, though. They wanted to, but they put on the brakes pretty quickly. Three balls and no strikes to count to Ivan. On deck, Carlos Castillo.
Go get him, Ryan. That's coming back yet. Let's go get him.
Pearson sets, looks back at second base, and delivers. In there for a called strike. Ivan wanted it to be a ball, but it's right on the outside corner of the plate. Here's a stretch by Pearson. And the 3-1 pitch coming plateward. Outside, ball four, bases loaded. So Arias is on with the walk. Second walk issued by Pearson. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo is 0 for 3. Struck out, reached on the fielder's choice, and grounded out to third. So he's due. Pearson delivers. And the dirt for ball one. Action down in the Norris bullpen, too. As Vint's going to go out and talk to Pearson. The wind picking up out here. It's blowing out towards left. Favors the left-handers. And now we're going to have a visit to the mound by the head coach. So are we going to have a pitching change or what? Man, looks like it. Yes, we are. As new pitcher coming in the mound for the Norse. We'll have his information right after this.
Everybody buckle up. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Everybody,
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Norse, a right-hander, and that is number 13 in Nick McClanahan. McClanahan making his ninth appearance. He is 0-1 on the air with a save. He's pitched 12 and two-thirds of an inning, given up 9 hits, 8 runs, all earned. 5 walks, 17 strikeouts, and he's got a 5.68 ERA. So the Flyers have the bases loaded with one down here in the top of the sixth inning. Like I said earlier, could this be the inning that they get their runs? That's been their signature all year. They've been able to score big in certain innings. So here we go. Bases loaded. McDougal at third, Tomani at second, and Arias at first, one down. Here's the pitch. Outside low. Ball one, two balls and no strikes. Mason Dobie on deck. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. A ball on two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. This is high for ball three, 3-1. McClanahan sets and delivers the 3-1. Way outside, ball four, run comes in. Castillo gets an RBI the easy way. That's now 5-1. Then bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie has walked twice and singled to left or singled to right. His first time up. Was stranded three times. Pitches inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. And he was stranded at third in the first and third inning and stranded at second in the fifth. Now batting here in the sixth inning with one down, bases loaded, and a run in. Here's a pitch inside for ball two, two balls and no strikes. Tomani at third. Arias at second. Castillo at first, one run in here in the sixth. McClanahan stares in, now he delivers. In there for a called strike one. Two balls and a strike. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Same way with the Norris bullpen. Nobody warming up. Two balls and a strike with one down here in the sixth. Bases loaded, full of Flyers. Here's the pitch. grounder, this time to the shortstop. He bobbles it, and he can't hang on to it, so it's an error on the shortstop. And that's going to score another run. That makes it now 5-2. So, McClanahan. That was a nice double play ball right to the shortstop in Rowe, and he bobbled it. So 5-2 is our score. They got 5-1 on the board, but it's 5-2. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike to David Mendez. Mendez doubled down the right left field line his first time up. 5-2 is our score. Flyers trail it by three. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Mendez. No balls and two strikes. Padano on deck. Here's a stretch by McClanahan. Rocks and fires the 0-2. Way outside. Nice save by Minton. A ball and two strikes. Adair grounded out to the first baseman. After that, McDougal walked and scored. There's a foul into the screen down the right side. Tomani singled out to right and scored. Arias, he walked. Castillo, he walked. And Dobie, it was reached on an error. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball out towards right center field. Center fielder underneath it has it, and coming in is Ivan Arias from third base. It's now 5-3. And going over to third is Dobie. So that'll bring up David Padano. Padano 0-3 on the day. He fouled out to the first baseman his first time up. No, that is not going to be Padano. That's going to be Cazola. Alejandro Cazola standing in, batting 200 with three home runs, nine runs batted in. Cazola will bat for Padano. Probably going to center field also. Eddie Yaman on deck. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Cazola. He's got some power. He's blasted three so far. Runners at first and second with two down here in the sixth inning. Three runs in. 5-3 is our score. Here's a pitch and a ground ball off the third baseman's glove. He goes over to short and not in time, and a run comes in. Going to be an error on the third baseman, or are they going to give him a hit? So Dobie goes to second. Cazola is on at first. That's going to bring up Eddie Yaman, the ninth man to hit in this inning. I was going to say that's a base hit. It's a hard hit down to the third base line. Swing and a miss, strike one. 5-4 is the score right now as the Flyers come alive here in the sixth. They batted around twice the other day. They're batting around today. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side. That's going to get out of play. As first baseman McFadden, Ackman went after it to no avail. No balls and two strikes to count to Eddie Yaman. Cazola at first, Dobie at second. Two down, four runs in. McClanahan delivers. In there for called strike three. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth inning. But they come back and get four runs on two hits. No errors. Or one error, I'm sorry. One error and two runners left. At the end of five and a half, it's the North 5 and the Flyers 4. We shall return with the bottom of the sixth right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Back here at Bill Acker Stadium, or Sports Complex, I should say. 5-4 is our score. We go to the bottom of the sixth, bunt down the third base line, and it is going to go foul. Dobie let it go foul just barely, though. John Odom would have been safe easily down at first base. Not Peyton Lane on deck. Odom on the day has doubled and walked. He was also called out at second base for batter's interference by Peyton Lane. So, 0-1 the count to Odom. Hattrick pitches in there for a called strike two. He faced one batter, Jake Pollock, in the fifth inning, struck him out. There's action down in the Dayton bullpen. Here's the windup and the pitch by Hattrick. Swing and a miss, strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, as Marty would say. Peyton Lane will step to the plate. He singled in a run in the second inning and also scored. Struck out in the fourth. Hattrick in his second inning of work. Pitched a third of an inning in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Fastball tailed in on the hitter, Lane, for a called strike one. Here's the windup and the pitch by Hattrick. In there for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. Waiting on deck is Brennan Rowe. Five to four is our score. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Five runs, six hits, an error for the Norse. Four runs, four hits, no errors for the Flyers. Flyers have stranded 3, 6, 9, 10, 11. Grounder to Dobie. Fires over to Yaman. Two down. Dobie's got a hell of a gun over there at third base. Going to bring up Brennan Rowe. Rowe doubled and singled. He's two for two with two RBIs. And a run scored. So Rowe, the shortstop, will stand in. Two down here in the sixth inning. 5-4, Norse leading it. Two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball. One ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away, four row. Two down here in the sixth. 5-4, Northern Kentucky leading it. Here's the windup by Hattrick, and he delivers. Outside for ball, fastball. Pittsburgh native rocks and fires the 2-0 pitch. in there for a called strike right down the middle of Main Street.
Hey, fight your throw, stay out, stay out.
Atrep getting a sign from McDougal. Winds and delivers. Called strike two, got the just on the inside of the plate. Rowe wanted it. So two balls and two strikes, two out. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Misses high and inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes the count. That dog's got his nose right up and up against the screen. Here's the pitch. Grounder right past Yaman at first into right field. Hit number seven for the Norse. Puts a runner on at first base, and that'll bring up Ryan Kirkpatrick. Nope, I take that back. New. Tyler Shaneyfeld batting now. Shaneyfeld standing in, batting 300 with no home runs, seven runs batted in. He's got a runner at first base. Atrip sets, looks over at first. Shaneyfeld, Rowe had a big lead over there. Two down here in the sixth. Rowe getting a good lead over there at first. Hattrick sets and fires. Misses low and inside for a ball. Shaneyfeld got out of the way. Here's a stretch in the 1-0 pitch. And there for a cold strike. One ball, one strike, two out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 5-4, Norris leading it. Hattrick delivers. Grounder right to the second baseman, or the shortstop, Castillo. He threw it over to Arias, and that's going to do it for the Flyer, or for the Norris here in the sixth. They get no runs on a hit. No errors, runner left, and at the end of six complete here at Northern Kentucky University, it's the Norris 5 and the Flyers 4 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Logan Davenport moves in from left field to the mound. Davenport is making his second appearance. He's pitched an inning, or pitched a third of an inning. Gave up two hits, two runs, both earned. Walked two, didn't, no strikeouts. He's got a 54.0 ERA. The Flyers will send up Adair, McDougal, and Tomaney due up here in inning number seven. They scored four times in that sixth inning. trying to keep the trying to keep it going here. Adair on the day is 0-for-1, grounded back to the third base, grounded to the third baseman his first time up, or his last time up. Takes first pitch down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Norse. Here's a ground ball, base hit into left center field. So Adair is on with a base hit. Hit number 5 for the Flyers. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal walked and scored the first run of the game for the Flyers. He is 0-for-1. Coming in to run for the Flyers is Chris Carroll. So Carroll at first base now. Nobody out. McDougal standing in. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Breaking pitch got in there. At the knees. No balls in the strike. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Squares around the bunt. Nice bunt down the third base line. Davenport over, and they got him. As going to second is Carroll. Davenport was off the mound in a hurry. Shaneyfelt is now out in left field. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney singled his last time up, scored the second run of the game. He is 1-for-2. Pitches in there for a cold strike. No balls, one strike. One out here in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Tomaney. 0-2 the count. On deck, top of the order, and Ivan Arias. Davenport sets, looks back at second base. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball gets away. Carroll wanted to go, but did not go. Pollock is now behind the plate. There's a stretch by Davenport. And delivers. Ground ball foul down the first base side. So Pollock behind the plate and Davenport on the mound. Shaneyfelt in left field. The change is for the Norse. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Tomaney down on strikes, and that'll bring up the top of the order in Ivan Arias. Arias walked and scored his last time up. He's 0-for-3. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Flyers. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Norse. Here's the pitch by Davenport. In there for a called strike. Breaking pitch over. Here's the pitch by Davenport. In and high at the head. Arias ducking out of the way. 1 ball, 1 strike to count to Ivan. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, first base side, but foul. A ball and 2 strikes with 2 down. Flyers trying to win their 3rd game in a row. Or make it their 4th. I'm sorry, their 4th game in a row. They took 3 from, here's a ground ball, third base side, in down at left field. Here comes Carroll. He's going around second, or coming in to score from second, and going into second with a double is Ivan Arias. So guess what, folks? We're tied. We are tied at 5. Carroll scoring. And a double by Arias. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo, who walked and scored in the sixth inning.
Now batting for the Flyers, the shortstop, number 8, Carlos Castillo.
So Castillo will stand in, batting right-handed. He is struck out, reached on the fielder's choice, grounded out to third, and walked. 0 for 3 with a run scored and an RBI. 5-5 is our score. Here's the pitch. High and inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ivan Arias out at second base with a double down the line. Flyers can score quickly. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Ground ball foul into the netting by the Flyer bench. One ball, one strike to count. Davenport getting the sign. Here's a pitch. Misses inside for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Good crowd on hand here at Northern Kentucky on a gorgeous day. 69 degrees right now here in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Here's the pitch by Davenport. Inside, almost hitting 2-1. Or make it 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 down with a runner at second base. The go-ahead run, and Ivan Arias standing out there. Doubled in, Chris Carroll. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit out towards left field. That's going to get down. Here comes Arias around to score. The Flyers lead it 6-5. As going into second base is Carlos Castillo. So the Flyers lead it 6-5. They come all the way back from a 4-0 lead. Actually, it was 5-0. It's 5-0. They've come back. It's now 6-5. Mason Dobie standing in. Reached on an error in the sixth inning. Otherwise, he is 1-for-1 or 1-for-2. Pitch down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Action down in the Norris bullpen, as in the Dayton bullpen. Davenport rocks and fires. It's pitch outside for ball 3. Ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Thank you for tuning in today to this game between the Norse and the Flyers. Back at it again tomorrow. 2:30 is the airtime. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball left side. Going over is the third baseman, and he runs out of room. 2 balls and a strike, the count. Dayton Bust just sitting over to our left, up against the basketball, the wall. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball 3-1. To Mason Dobie with David Mendez on deck. David Mendez will be on deck. There's a stretch by Davenport. Looks back at second base and delivers. Ground ball right to the shortstop. Rowe over to first. Got him. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the seventh inning. They get 2 more runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. No errors and a runner left on at the end of 6 complete, or after 6.5, it's the Flyers 6 and the Norse 5. We shall return after this timeout as a stretch here at the park.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, Our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And here we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cleary Simpson will lead it off. He's batting 289 with no home runs, three runs batted in. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike. Cleary hitting for Minton. Here's the pitch by Hattrick. And ground ball foul down the screamer down the third baseline, 0-2. Six, seven, and zero for the Flyers. 5-7-1 for the Norris here in the seventh inning. Cleary standing in for Minton. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. Pollock was a DH. He moved to behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play and onto the roof. One ball and two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter here in the seventh inning in Cleary. There's a fly ball well hit out towards center field. Cazola back at it and off the top of the wall. Cleary going into second with a double. Leadoff double is Cazola was way over in left center field. He had a long run, and so did the right fielder in Tomani. So here comes Logan Davenport, the pitcher. He's 0 for 3 on the day. He's flied to left or flied to right, grounded up short twice. So Hattrick, runner at second base, he goes from the stretch, throw back. Arias was there as Davenport squared around a bunt. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for the Flyers. Five runs, eight hits, and an error for the Northern Kentucky Norris. Here's a stretch by Hattrick. He looks back at second base and delivers. It squares around a bunt. Takes pitch in there for a called strike one. That's Cleary Simpson in now at second base. Here's a pitch and a bunt in the air, and nice catch by Dobie. It's not what they wanted, but they got it. That'll bring up Tyler or Tavion Moss. Moss doubled his last time up and scored the fifth run of the game for the Norse. He is 1 for 3. So Jason King going to come out, and that might be it for Anthony Hattrick. Looking out that way. Got a left-hander warming up down there in the Dayton bullpen. So King's going to wait until the umpire comes out and makes the decision for him. So Hattrick has a runner standing at second base as here comes the umpire out. And that's going to do it for Hattrick. New pitcher, we'll have that for you here in just a second, back after this.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Luke Baker is on the mound for the Flyers. Luke making his eighth appearance. He's got one start on the year. 1-0 with the record. He's pitched 8 innings, given up 15 hits, 8 runs, all of them earned. He's walked 5 and struck out 6, as a 9.0 ERA. And he will face the Trayvon Moss. Got one out with a runner at second base, the tying run at second base. And still action down in the Dayton bullpen. Nobody warming up in the Norris bullpen. So Baker finishing up his warm-ups. Luke is a senior, 6'6" senior from Gainesville, Florida. He majoring in sports and wellness. Son of Justin and Deborah Baker. As a sister, Hannah. So here we go. As Moss will step to the plate, batting left-handed. One down here in the seventh inning. 6-5, Flyers leading it. Moss, 1-for-3 on the day. Doubleton scores last time up in the fifth. So here we go. Baker will throw back to second. Throw to Castillo. Got a pinch runner out there at second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. That was a nasty screamer. It's Simpson Cleary. Cleary Simpson, I'm sorry. Cleary Simpson out of second base. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball well hit out towards right field, and that is gone. A home run. So a two-run homer by Trayvon Moss gives the Norris a 7-5 lead, or 7-6 lead. That'll bring up Liam McFadden-Ackman. He is 1-for-3 on the day with a RBI single in the fifth. So a two-run homer by Trayvon Moss. Here's the pitch, and bunt right back to Baker. Baker turns, fires over to first, two down. That'll bring up Jake Pollock. Pollock now the catcher. He is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. So two-run home run by Trayvon Moss gives the Norris a 7-6 lead. First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes. That dog is ready for anything now. That dog must love to chase balls. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes to count to Jake Pollock with two down here in the seventh inning, two runs in. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. Two balls and a strike to count. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike two. Two balls and two strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side, but out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Two in here on the seventh inning for the Norse. On deck, John Odom. Baker sets and fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Norse here in the seventh, but they get two runs on two hits. No errors and nobody left on at the end of seven complete. It's the Northern Kentucky North 7 and the Dayton Flyers 6. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
To the eighth inning we go. 7-6 is our score. 7 runs, 9 hits, and an error for the Northern Kentucky North. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers, and due up for the Flyers, it will be Mendez, Cazola, and Yaman. So, an exciting game. Flyers got 4 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th. Mendez takes the first pitch for a called strike. North got 4 in the 2nd, 1 in the 5th, and 2 in the 7th. Davenport back on the mound for the North. Here's the pitch and a fly ball over the head of the second baseman into right center field. That's going to go to the wall. Mendez is going to fly into second base, and they got him. He overshot the bag. So Mendez is going to be credited with a single. It's going to be a single with a goes from 8 to 6 on the putout. So base hit by Mendez. And that'll bring up Alejandro Cazola. Cazola singled his first time up. Here's the pitch. He's 1-for-1. Break pitch over for a called strike. So base hit and a toss out from 8-6. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Misses high and inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One and one the count. Here's a stretch by Davenport, and he rocks and fires. Foul back out of play, 1-2. A ball and two strikes with one down here in the top of the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He did not go. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes with one out here in the eighth inning. There's a stretch in the pitch. Breaking pitch hits him. So Cazola is on with another hit batsman. We had a ton of them in the four-game series against South Dakota State. That'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman is 0 for 2. He's walked twice. Flied out to center and struck out. So here comes the head coach out. That might be all for the pitcher, Davenport. Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Man, love it. So a new pitcher coming in for the Norris as Davenport departs, and we'll have that information for you here right after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us.
Aaron Massey on the mound now for the Norse. Trying to look him up here. There he is. He is making his seventh appearance. He's started one game. He's pitched five innings, given up four hits, two runs. Both earned. Walked five, struck out seven, has a 3.60 ERA, and a 1-2 record. He will face Eddie Yaman. One down here in the eighth inning. A runner at first base. Here's a pitch. Cazola at first. First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Mendez led off the inning with a single. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Check foul. Check swing foul. 1-1 to count. Zach Scott on deck to hit for Carroll. Here's a pitch inside for ball two. Two balls, one strike to count to Eddie Yaman the fourth. Cazola getting a good lead over there at first base. Here's the pitch outside and low for ball three, 3-1. 3 balls, one strike to count to Yaman as he steps back in, the right-hand hitter. First baseman. Here's the 3-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, which would have been ball four. Outside. 3 balls, two strikes with one out here in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two down. They'll ring up Zach Scott. Scott batting 167 with no home runs and no runs batted in. Left-hander.
For Dayton, fifth inning number four, Zachary Scott.
Scott, a sophomore from Lunenburg, Massachusetts. Batting left-handed. Here's the first pitch to him. A check swing, he goes around. He's majoring in sports management. I'm going to say hi to Jeffrey and Jennifer Scott listening in. Check swing, he goes again. 0-2 the count to Zach Scott. There's a stretch by Massey and the pitch. In the dirt, runner goes. Cazola's going to get in there with a stolen base. He was off and running. So the tying run standing out at second base with two down here in the eighth inning. Flyers trail at 7-6. Base hit will score Cazola. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side or left side, foul. Not by much. Count stays 1-2 to Zachary Scott. There's a stretch by Massey. Looks back at second base and delivers. Check swing did not go this time. 2-2 with two down. And a runner at second base. Great afternoon for baseball here in Highland Heights, Kentucky, home of the Northern Kentucky Norse. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher. 3-2 the count. Pollock made a hell of a stop. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 out here in the eighth inning. 7-6, Northern Kentucky leading it. Massey looks back at second base and fires. Called strike 3. Breaking pitch got over. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the eighth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left. At the end of 7.5, it's the Norse 7 and the Flyers 6. We shall return right after this.
Every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take? No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Seven to six is our score as we go to the bottom of half of the eighth inning. Leading it off will be John Odom. Odom is 1-for-2. He doubled, walked, and struck out. Here's a pitch by Baker. It's in there for a ball. 1-0. Just missed the corner. Baker sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch. And a ground ball right to Doby at third. It's going to fire over to Yaman. One up, one down. They bring up Peyton Lane. Lane is 1-4-3, singled in the second, scored a run. He also had an RBI single. And he's struck out and grounded out to third. So one down here in the eighth inning as the Flyers trail it 7-6. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. 0-1 to count to Peyton Lane. On deck, Brennan Rowe. Back on the air again tomorrow afternoon at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium as the Flyers take on the Bowling Green Falcons. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Wow, that was a nasty curve. 0-2 the count. Baker sets and delivers the 0-2 to Lane as a ground ball foul down the third base side and out by the third base umpire. No balls and two strikes to count to Peyton Lane. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes with one down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. That was another nasty one. So Lane is down. That's two down. That'll bring up Brennan Rowe. Rowe is 3-for-3. Today he's doubled and singled twice, has two RBIs. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for the Flyers, it'll be 8-9-1. McDougal, Tomani, and Arias due up for the Flyers in the ninth. Trying to score two runs. They can do it. They know they can. Here's the pitch in the ground ball third baseline. Foul down into the Dayton bullpen. Oh, and one to count to Brennan Rowe. There's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high, or fastball stays high and outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Glad you can join us here on this Tuesday afternoon here from Northern Kentucky University in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Breaking pitch. Wow, that was another nasty one, but it was stayed outside. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. This kid's got a... Yeah, usually I sit up high. You can't see it that well, but sitting down where I'm at, oh my goodness. Pitch another fastball high for ball three, 3-1. Tyler Shaneyfield on deck. There's a stretch and the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left, and it falls right in front of the left fielder, Mendez. So base hit for Rowe. That'll bring up Shaneyfield. So Shandy Felt standing in. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strike. Shandy Felt, a senior from Fairmont. Over to first, running back safely. Shaneyfield started out his career at Wilmington, but transferred here. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike one. One ball, one strike, two out with a runner on at first in Rowe, who singled out to left field. Baker sets, looks over at first base, now fires. Got the outside corner for a called strike. 1-2 the count. Clary Simpson on deck.
Back on drive, here you go. See that here, she spins.
There's a stretch by Baker. He's going to throw over to first base. But Rowe was nowhere near being too far off the bag. Baker delivers. Runner almost started to go. The dog was heading to his left, ready to get it. One ball, two strikes, two out here in the eighth. 7-6. Northern Kentucky leads it. Here's a fly ball out towards the bullpen, out towards left. Foul ball. Rowe was on the move, too. Seven runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Norse. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Flyers. I think the winning pitcher here would be Davenport if this ends the way it is. Here's a stretch by Baker, and he delivers. Ground ball up the middle. Nice job by the shortstop. And Castillo, he made one hell of a play. He went to his left, dove for the ball, got it, stood up, fired over to first, but it wasn't in time. As Shaneyfield beat it out. That'll bring up Cleary Simpson. Simpson doubled his last time up, scored the tying run in the seventh. Castillo made one heck of a stop, keeping Rowe from going to third. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. No balls, one strike. Runners at first and second. Rowe at second. Shaneyfield at first. Here's a Baker staring in at McDougal. Now he sets, looks back at second. Now fires and a ground ball into left field, into center field for a base hit. Here comes the tying run around, or the winning, the ninth run of the game for So Shaneyfield stops at second. Rowe comes in to score. Simpson's on at first with an RBI single. And Coach King has seen enough from Luke Baker, I think. So Shaneyfield stands at second base. Logan Davenport will come to the plate.
Let's go, Aaron.
I'll take at it. That is not Davenport. That is Aaron Massey will come to the plate, it looks like. So that's going to do it for Luke Baker. So pitching change for the Flyers. We'll be back with that right after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball. Now let's keep it here. Just keep it here. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by Lilly's New Creation, by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And on the mound is Michael Fortas. Fortas making his seventh appearance. He's got one save. He's pitched six in the third innings, given up eight hits, five runs, all earned, walked seven, struck out nine, and has a 7.11 ERA. So he inherits runners at first and second with two down. A run in, it's now 8-6. A little Hall of Notes. I'm watching you. I think that's it. Private Eyes. Back at it again tomorrow afternoon as the Flyers will take on the Bowling Green Falcons beginning at 2:30 for the pregame. First pitch will be at 3 o'clock. And the Flyers will go after that on a 9-game road trip. They go 3 to Eastern Illinois, 1 to Eastern Kentucky, 4 over at Butler, and 1 to Ohio University. So Aaron Massey will come to the plate. Massey will bat for Davenport. So Massey will step to the plate here in the eighth inning with runners at first and second. Here's a pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. After tomorrow, the Flyers won't be home until the 29th of March, 29th, 30th, and 31st. Northern Kentucky comes to our place on the 2nd. Throw over to first and not in time. As the ball got away from Yaman over at first. A ball and no strikes to count to Aaron Massey, batting for the first time. Fortis delivers. In there for a called strike on the inside of the plate. 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike two. A ball and two strikes with two out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A run in for the Norse. They lead at 8-6. Flyers trying to win for the fourth consecutive time. Here's the runners go. Throw down to second and not in time. So double steal. So Schoenfeld goes to third. Simpson to second. Two balls and two strikes to count to Aaron Massey. There's a stretch by Fortis. He rocks and fires. Called strike three. And that's going to do it for the Norse here in the eighth, but they get a run on two hits. Make it three hits. No errors and a runner left, or two runners left on. At the end of eight complete, it's the Norse 8 and the Flyers 6. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the top of the ninth inning we go. 8 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Norse. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Flyers. Aaron Massey back out on the mound for the Norse, trying to close it out. And he will face 8-1 and 2, or 8-9 and 1. B. McDougal, Tomaney, and Arias do it for the Flyers here in the ninth inning. Flyers 9-6 on the campaign so far. So here comes Ryan McDougal. He had a sack fly in the second, and he's 1-for-2, or 0-for-2 after that with a walk. So here's the first pitch to him outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Thanks. 1-0 the count to McDougal with Tomini on deck. Here's his windup in the pitch. Called strike on the outside of the plate. 1-1 the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ground ball foul into the Dayton dugout. 1-2 the count. But the Reds hope they have a day like today when they open up on the 28th against Washington down at Great American Ballpark. Here's a foul back. The Guardians won't open up until Eclipse Day. I think it's April 8th. That'll be at home. They open up on the road. Here's that pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So one up, one down. That'll bring up Paxton Tomini. Tomini on the day is 1-for-3 on the day with a walk. And a run scored. So Tomini will stand in with one down. Flyers trail by two. Here's a windup in the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Picked up by the second baseman. Over to first. Two down. That'll bring up Ivan Arias, the final hope for the Flyers. Two down here in the ninth inning. Here's a pitch in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. On deck, Carlos Castillo. There's a stretch, or no, the windup and the pitch, I should say. Misses outside for ball two, not by much. Massey standing in, or on the mound. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball three, 3-0. Castillo would be the tying run. There's the windup and the pitch by Massey. Nice. And there for a called strike right down the middle of his plate.
Do it again. Still ain't swinging. Let's go get it.
Three balls, one strike, two down here in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch by Massey. Down low, ball four. So that puts Ivan Arias on, and that'll bring up the tying run in Carlos Castillo. Castillo has doubled his last time up. He is 1-4-4 on the day with a walk. Massey will go from the stretch. Here's the stretch and a pitch. This is outside for a ball, one ball and a strike. To Carlos Castillo with Mason Doby on deck. Here's a stretch by Massey and delivers. In there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike, two down. They're trying to even their record up, I think at eight. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. And they're down to their final strike. The Flyers are a ball and two strikes to count to Carlos Castillo. Back in action again tomorrow with Bowling Green State coming to town. 3 o'clock, the first pitch. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-2 to count. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner at first base. The tying run in Carlos Castillo at the plate. I'll tell you what, the Flyers know how to make it exciting. Here's the pitch. Ground ball into left field for a base hit. Arias is going to stop at second base. Castillo has a base hit to left field. Keeps the Flyers alive, and that'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby is singled, walked twice, and grounded out. 1-for-2. Ninth inning of the game for the Flyers. Massey trying to close it out, get the save anyway. Davenport will get the win. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Oh, and one to count to Dobie. Runners at first and second. Arias at second. Castillo at first. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Well hit out towards left. Going back. Left fielder. Going back. And he's got it on the warning track. That's going to do it for the Flyers, and that's going to do it. What a game. Your final score, the Flyers lose it. 8-6 and eight runs, 12 hits and an error for the Flyers. Or for the Norris, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Flyers. Well, that ends a 3-game winning streak for the Flyers. And they'll start a new one on tomorrow, hopefully, as the Flyers will take on the Bowling Green Falcons.
Thanks for attending today's game. Norris are back in action this Friday, March 15th at 2 o'clock.
The Falcons will be here on the on Wednesday. So that's going to do it for us here at Highland Heights, Kentucky. Your final score, the Flyers lose at 8-6. This is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Or 2:30, right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for listening to Flyer Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.